Well, Black Moors, of course, is a very well-known vitamin and dietary supplement brand in Australia. They have reported their first half results. So precisely what happened? Well, to bottom line it, there was a steep fall in their earnings. Their net profit after tax in the last 6 months was down substantially, down by around 47%, coming in at a little over $18 million. Pre-tax earnings, or earnings before interest and tax, was down by a similar amount, 46%, coming in at a little under $27 million. And their revenue was also down by 5%, coming in at a little over $302 million. Significantly, they announced that there will be no first half dividend paid. But the important thing to note is that these results were largely pre-announced. On the 12th of February, they issued an earnings downgrade, and these figures were largely in line with those numbers, including the announcement on the dividend front. So precisely why did their earnings fall over the course of the last 6 months? Well, even though their brand name is synonymous with China, and that's largely attributed to the growth potential in China, the Australian and New Zealand market is where they generate the majority of their earnings. So to that end, that market was a disappointment in terms of its performance. Pre-tax earnings were down 55% to $15 million, and their revenue over the course of that same time was down by 20%. Again, with the overwhelming focus on China, it's forgotten that the next important revenue and earnings contributor for Blackmores is actually other Asian markets. And in the last 6 months, this was actually a bright spot in the report. They performed quite well. Other Asian revenue was up by almost 30%. Pre-tax earnings were up by 70%. So those results were helped by strong performances in their Asian and Malaysian businesses. They were able to manage costs, which is something that they haven't been able to do in the rest of their business. The revenue growth was impressive, and it was driven by infant formula and also helped by a weaker Australian dollar. The Chinese market, a perennial underperformer and disappointment, and reflecting that in this period, we saw Chinese pre-tax earnings down by 58%. So it can really be boiled down to a poor performance in relation to cost management on a number of fronts as far as Blackmores is concerned. They've seen increased material costs. They've spent money trying to rationalize their product mix. They've also been faced with regulatory costs as well. The Therapeutic Goods Administration in Australia has put forward new labeling requirements, and that has required more of an investment from an organization like Blackmores. So looking ahead, as I said, they will not be paying a dividend this time round, which is a disappointment because last time they paid $1.50 per share in the corresponding period. They expect their second half revenue to be the same as the result in the first half, and they actually expect their full year profit to be in the range of $17 to $21 million. They also continue to see higher costs associated with their manufacturing business, and they're also seeing a significant impact from the coronavirus, which is going to have a material impact on the full year result. But when you look at the reaction on the share price, it's actually been reasonable under the circumstances, given the negative sentiment on a day like today. But that's, of course, given the fact that there's already been a big sell-off for Blackmore shares. They're down by around 19%. This year so far. They fell by 30% last year. So now there's a lot of faith being placed in the new executive team that was appointed last year. It's just a question of whether or not they can get the business performing the way so many investors are hoping that it would.